Today, a federal judge in Springfield, Massachusetts, heard arguments in a lawsuit charging evangelical activist Scott Lively with crimes against humanity for promoting legislation in Uganda that would make homosexual conduct punishable by long prison sentences and even the death penalty, the so-called Kill the Gays Bill. The suit was filed by the Center for Constitutional Rights under the Alien Torts Claims Act. It says Lively's actions over the past decade, in collaboration with key Uganda government officials, are responsible for depriving lesbian, gay, bisexual, transgender, and intersex people in Uganda of fundamental human rights based solely on their sexual orientation or identity. Pepe Julian Onzima, advocacy and policy officer at Sexual Minorities of Uganda, says Lively has been deeply involved in formulating and promoting Uganda's anti-gay policies and laws.
We already have a penal code that is in place that is used to criminalize us as gay people in Uganda. But we have seen some drastic change since 2009 when he came and held a seminar there, which later influenced an anti-gay bill, famously known as Kill the Gays Bill in Uganda. So it's a big role. The number of abuses and violations that we've recorded really disheartening because it's just going on the rise. Recently, we had two people jailed. One was jailed for what they call promotion of homosexuality and recruitment. And then when his friend went to visit him in jail, he was put in jail as well. But the good news is that there was a court order to release them, so they're out of there. But the other things that have been happening, the random arrests, people being sent away from homes, and just evictions of people in places that they've been renting. And that has really been on the rise because every time the anti-gay bill comes up in parliament, the society takes matters into their hands.
Has Scott Lively personally taken part in advising the government on crafting this bill?
He has. He's personally confessed to doing so. So, yeah, he's played a big role in it. He claims that he didn't advise them to kill gay people, but the bill has clauses on parents reporting to the authorities, doctors, priests, and things like that within 24 hours or risk being jailed themselves. So the bill is basically outrageous. It's turning Uganda already into a policing state, like everyone is a criminal. It's not just targeting, you know, gay people. It's basically targeting all citizens of Uganda.
This lawsuit was filed under the Alien Torts Claims Act as promoting persecution based on sexual orientation or gender identity. Is this new territory for this kind of a lawsuit?
Yes, it is definitely new territory, and it's, of course, historical that we are taking the lead in this because the anti-gay laws are not just in Uganda, only that the one in Uganda is. We're speaking about it more than other places like Nigeria, Liberia, Malawi, all those places. They're being influenced by religious leaders like Scott Lively. And it's a new territory for us, and we are aware that there's a motion in court that they should scrap off the ATS. But we believe that something positive is going to come out of this particular suit that we filed with CCR.
What was the substance of the court hearing today? What was the general gist of the arguments?
They were mainly discussing he filed to dismiss the suit based on the First Amendment privilege. So basically the arguments were around that issue, that he has freedom of speech and he was just expressing that. But we are basically arguing that him practicing his right or freedom of speech in a country like Uganda ended up inciting violence towards LGBT people.
And what was your sense of how these arguments were heard by the court?
I must say I am quite optimistic that the judge will give time to assess the arguments today. And I feel good that he will hear the case, that he'll give it a chance. So I'm optimistic about that, based on what transpired in court today.
And regardless of the outcome, do you intend to go back to Uganda and fight the oppression that has been engendered by Scott Lively and others?
Absolutely. There's no better place for me to fight than my own country. It's my right to live in my country, so I'll do everything that I can to make sure that I live in it. So, yes, I'm going back and I'll keep fighting.
Pepe Julian Onzima is the Advocacy and Policy Officer at Sexual Minorities Uganda.